producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
7 after the hour, Doug. Good day program with Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden, my friend, and Kara Schillen, my friend. You know, we can make this program the full-service show that it is by every we come out of the news with a weather forecast, the national weather. Beautiful where I am today. Beautiful where you are. A little chilly, Richie.
Chilly.
On the East Coast.
Chilly all weekend, yep.
Very nice. Warming up a little bit. Sunday's highs in the 50s here, in the 40s tomorrow, 30s today on the East Coast in New England. West Coast is warm. It's going to warm up a little bit in the 70s in Florida. The tornadoes that have made a mess of many parts of the country, mid-south and midwest.
It was crazy.
Gonzo. Kind of creepy and crazy this past week. Speaking of creepy and crazy, Rubio, Cruz, Trump, and the rest of them last night. You watched it. I watched a little of it.
It was a roller derby.
Well, I mean, it's getting nonsensical now. It's not even, there's no prestige in it. I mean, these people are supposed to have a certain amount of decorum. And, I mean, Trump is bad enough. I love his ideas. I don't like his presentation. But I liked, there's a still that you can see floating around of Rubio.
Rubio.
That's really what they are, the two. Rubio and Cruz going behind Donald Trump's back and shaking hands, and he just stands there with a sort of pouty look on his face. He ignored both of them. And then, Rubio had some points with Donald Trump.
He went after him for the first time last night. Apparently, a lot of the talking points that Rubio used last night, like the Donald hiring illegal workers from Poland and having to pay $1 million fine, apparently all this stuff has been known for quite some time, and the RNC had like a bullet point checklist.
Wow.
All right, here's what you can go after the Donald.
You know where all that stuff comes from, don't
you? Out.
You know where that all comes from.
Why?
Mark Levin and that outfit that he has there in Washington, that nonprofit.
Landmark Legal Foundation.
Right. All that stuff comes from him. All those talking points are his and have come over from there. So that's what they use. And whatever it is they use, I don't see people's minds being changed as I look at some of the poll stuff today, Richie.
Well,
and the comments on social media.
I mean, we'll see. Both Cruz and Rubio had to make some kind of a shake it up stand to see if they can do anything this Tuesday. But I have a little bit different outlook on Rubio now, because until now he's been this robotic, spit out my formulated response, and last night he actually was kind of talking off of the cuff and actually had some personality, and you could see where he had a little bit
he's
of backbone too.
He's not presidential material.
No, I don't like him. My wife does. My wife likes him.
But you can argue about it at the dinner table. Yeah, cancel each other out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like any of them really, but
vote for Hillary. Richie says vote for Hillary. Vote for Bernie.
That ain't happening.
Vote for Bloomberg.
If I could take a little bit from all three of the Republican guys,
all three of them being Trump, Rubio, and Cruz.
But actually, I would take a little bit from Bernie Sanders. He's crazy. He's a socialist.
I would take,
but he's honest.
The demeanor of Ben Carson, who also
is
honest. I have a much different opinion of him than I did before. I like him. I think he's a kind, thoughtful, gentle man.
Not a president.
Who has very good, strong beliefs, some of which we can agree with. I can. And some of which I can't agree with, which is the way it is. I don't agree with you, and you and I are friends all the time, and I don't agree with most of the people that were close to me. That doesn't mean you can't be close. Why would you want to? It'd be boring as hell anyway if you agreed with everybody that you were around.
I had two friends on Facebook yesterday say that if you agree with Donald Trump on anything, please defriend me right now.
Really?
And I was like,
they aren't your friends really then.
You know what?
They were
I took one of them to task on it.
Good.
What if Donald Trump annoys me? but I agree with him on several things.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what things do you agree with him on? And I said, North Korea can be handled by China.
Fiscal irresponsibility, the way the government is run.
Lowering taxes on small businesses.
Yeah. Hello. So what did she say when she responded?
She hasn't responded.
But you know what?
If she wants to unfriend me, I went to high school with the girl. I've known her for 30 years. If she wants to unfriend me, so be it.
A friend is a friend till the end.
I don't think she will. Well,
she's all right, anyway, there's another item here. That is just so much so-and-so, a lot like the debate last night. This shoot 'em up in Kansas. The guy's name is Cedric Ford. He was a hardened criminal. He worked as a painter in this shop. This is a place 35 miles north of Wichita. The FBI surrounded his home. He had high-powered rifles. He shot one person outside, and then a bunch of people, three dead at least inside, 14 others shot. And so this goes on. Apparently, he was someone who'd been in a lot of trouble and had been bullied. So there's another case of this. It's just another. I don't even want to. Richie sort of suggested that we ought to have a quick conversation about this.
Well,
and I think we've had enough of it. But go ahead.
Fine. When we hear about these shootings, it's always the same guy.
A white guy who's out of his mind.
It's a white guy who's never, I didn't know that he was capable of this, you know.
Yep.
Never showed any signs of any kind of thing whatsoever, and he just snaps.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy with a criminal past.
Mm-hmm.
He's black. You usually see this white guy where it's always the same guy.
Yeah.
And this guy's a little bit different. And that's why it kind of took me by surprise.
Speaking of black, let's talk about the Oscars in a moment. Coming up later this hour, we have highlights from a lot of great television this past week as well. Jennifer is out today because she hosted a big Los Angeles party after the debate last night. She and her co-host in her afternoon local program there in L.A. had a gathering of hundreds of people. They were all excited about what was going on last night. So she got done about midnight and begged off for today. So Richie plays the part of Jennifer. Hooray! Get that wig on!
I can't look anywhere near as good.
Oh, by the way, did you see, the comments from Cheryl Teagues? Where's Kara? I want Kara in. Can you bring her in for a second? We should have her. I was going to have her start doing a sports report anyway, as Biff Schillen. The Yankees and the Mets are in the news today because the city of New York is banning chewing tobacco in the stands.
Yeah.
So you go to a Yankees game, Mets game. I think it's a great idea, Frank, but it's Shades of Bloomberg.
A lot of stadiums do that already.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Makes good sense. All right. Where is Kara? Is she right there?
No, she stepped out of the studio.
All right. Okay. So don't let me forget to talk to her and you about what Sports Illustrated is getting for criticism after having this Ashley Graham on the cover. Wow. What an outrage.
She's hot. I don't know what criticism is.
Yeah. All right. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, everybody. I've been talking on this radio program for years about products from Chamonix. And I found out how the company began. I didn't know this, but because they've been on with me quite a while, they asked me if I wanted to know more about how the company started. And yes, because I'm a curious sort, I said, yep. The lady who went into a pharmacy and asked the pharmacist to recommend a natural wrinkle cream, which didn't exist. So the pharmacist named George created one, a preservative-free wrinkle cream. And so the mix, the formula, all the sort of stuff, this guy did the research, George did the research, and it was actually called at first George's Face Cream. And from that, George created Chamonix. George built the company into a worldwide anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had as a pharmacist. Isn't this a cool story? It's a great American story. This guy ran a drugstore. He had a pharmacy, and he knew how to compound stuff. So this lady came in and said she wanted a natural cream for her face, and there wasn't one at the time that existed. So he made one. From that, all these great Chamonix products. And the first one was what we call today Genucel. Genucel is the cream that you put around your eyes, get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, all natural, no pharmaceutical preservatives, no petroleum byproducts, all natural creams. The anti-aging skincare brand that has Genucel has put together a lot of great creams. Esotique over the years, the new platinum dark circle treatment that really makes your eyes stand. All of this stuff is aimed at your face, your eyes. And so, this is a, by the way, the lady who came in to George's pharmacy to ask for the skin cream, she's now his wife.
Makes sense.
It's a cute story. Anyway, George says his wife still loves it. And you will too. 800-543-9262. I love to tell stories like that. 800-543-9262. Take advantage of all the great Chamonix products. Call that in line right now. Order the face creams and the things for your eyes. Genucel is how it all started, though. And it's their biggest seller today. 800-543-9262. When you talk to the operator, tell them Doug Steffen sent you, and you get free shipping. Tell them that we said hi to Mrs. George as well. 800-543-9262.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, so these people who say, I'm leaving the country if Trump is elected, and there are other people who say, if Hillary gets elected, I'm going to leave. Why don't you just all plan on packing your bags, no matter who it is? Yeah, we need fewer people in the country anyway.
Right.
So you don't like it, get out.
Beat it.
See you later.
Loser, quit it.
Yeah, but make sure you listen to us on TuneIn Radio, 21 after the hour.
Thank you.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Yes. Eight, 3, 0, 2. You're going to like this one. And this is so obvious, but I keep saying that, Richie.
This is not so
obvious.
And
then we dig ourselves a hole because people say, wait a minute, I don't get it. Or they'll come up with some cockamamie answer that's crazy. Listen carefully to these three songs. Come on, after the first one, maybe second one, you really ought to get it. But I said that before. Want to win this great book, Life is Good When You Do the Work You Want. Inspiration, man, you'll love this book.
It's the third song that I got it on.
Really?
The third song was the one that made me go, oh, you know what? This is that.
Okay, so think about what's going on this weekend and listen to these tunes. First one is Stevie Wonder.
I just called to say I love you.
The number one song from 1984. This is an anthem for those who love, and love somebody. This is a darling, dear, wonderfully non-mechanical song, if you will. Stayed at number one for three straight weeks. Written for and first appeared in the Wilder movie, The Woman in Red. Remember that? That's where this came from. Yep.
Okay.
That may give you a little bit of help. So a second to song from Eminem now. Number one hit from this week in 2002 was in the movie 8 Mile.
Yep.
First of five number one songs Eminem had. Say it again, Doug. Eminem had. Let's see. Three hip-hop songs from the 21st century to have been included in Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. All right, so what do the songs by Stevie Wonder and Eminem have in common? I've given you a little bit of a hint here and there. 888-302-3684. This ought to clinch it.
This one
here's
for me.
Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Why do you know this song?
Class came to.
Why do you know this?
I mean, this is nothing but wrapped around the phenomenon that was Dirty Dancing.
Right.
In the 80s. Top the charts, at least, let's see here. this song has been a hit in 1990, 1991, 1992, 1993, and 2015. For whatever the reason.
Why 2015?
I don't know. I have the slightest idea.
What brought it back?
Well, it must have been, you know, there's so much concentration now on the music of the 80s. These stations that are number one in most markets or number two that are playing the music of the 80s and 90s. No more 70s and 60s. The 80s seem to be conquering what musically is going on. So the song Stevie Wonder from the movie Lady in Red. Let's see, Eminem from the movie 8 Mile, and Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren from the movie Dirty Dancing. So, obviously, movies are involved, and music, so hello. People's imaginations, where are they going? Where have they gone? 888-302-3684. I find that this is, I love Stevie Wonder, always have, but I think this was his best song, frankly. And in your mind, you see, well, you do, you see that picture of the lady. She was married to Steven Seagal, I can't remember the actress's name.
Kelly LeBrock.
Kelly LeBrock, that was it, right?
Never forget
she
her.
She was the lady in red. Well, when she stood on that grate and the red dress, who can forget that?
Nope.
The red dress blowing up and you see her red undergarments. Is that... Jennifer Hayes should make fun of
part of the movie.
Yeah, it was a big part of the movie. All right, so this weekend are the Oscars, and these songs were all Oscar-winning songs. So all of you had some other thing, the thread. That was the thread for all these songs. 28 past the hour now. Warren Eckstein up next on Good Day. No one's you
like. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet an overeater? You know, an overeater generally is bored to tears. Nothing else in life other than food has any major interest for him. So he devours everything he receives and then demands even more. If the pet doesn't get his food fixed, some may even become aggressive and demanding. Like the nervous eater, the overeater may growl over his bowl, staunchly protecting why he eats. The attitude there is, I want this, I got it, and nobody's going to take it away from me. This type of growling generally is a bluff, but you still got to be careful. Let me explain what I do. You know, dogs are, and our cats for that matter, are fed by us. We're in control over their food. So we put down their food once or twice a day. It goes in the same spot every single day, and they look forward to it. And it makes sense that they may become protective. Here's what I do with my dogs. Try this out. I give them the same amount of food, but instead of feeding them in one dish, I feed them out of two dishes separated on different ends of the room so they always know there's food around and there's no need to be protective. All more next time.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NFIP for 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, while availability and actual dealer price may vary.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stephen and my friends, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and sitting sort of right behind him to his left on the other side of the glass is Kara Schilling, from whom I would like to extract an opinion about one of the stories that we have at DougStephan.com today, focusing on Cheryl Teague's criticism of Sports Illustrated for putting this lady whose name I can't remember, a full figure model who's a size 14.
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham.
And actually, yeah, Ashley Graham. Ronda Rousey is also in the another full figured model, Halle Clausen.
Right. Now, Kara, you and I have never met, actually. We've been working together for, what, 6 months? How long have you been working on this program? Maybe longer than that.
You don't remember the exact time? It's been like a year and a couple months.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, time flies.
Good God, it has been that long. All right, so anyway, so I don't have a prejudice one way or another, not that I would, but Richie will be happy to tell you that I'm not a fan of small, waif-like women. The fact that this woman is a size 14 and that people like Cheryl Teagues are making a big deal out of it, she said this woman should not be glamorized. Why the hell not? What is it? She's a very attractive woman, as I think Ronda Rousey is attractive in her own way. So what I'm more interested, it doesn't take
any heavy lifting. She says it's glamorizing a waistline which should be smaller than 35 inches.
Well, I don't know. How does she know that waistline is...
That's what Dr. Oz said, and I'm sticking to it. She thinks that people will think it's unhealthy.
She has a 29-inch waist, for God's sake. What she's talking about. This woman... Ashley has a 29-inch waist. So what in the world is Cheryl Teagues talking about?
I don't know.
I don't either.
She's plus size.
What, 14 is plus size? Come on.
That's not plus size, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's...
What size are you?
You don't do that.
I don't know what she looks like, so what difference does it make?
Right now, your girlfriend is screaming and
email screams right now.
What are you doing?
We just agreed. She just said, it's a good thing we don't agree on everything. So whether we agree or not on this, I think I don't get what's the big deal here. You can tell me or not tell me. I don't care. Well, I know what size waist Richie has.
I think the big issue here is that...
Tell me, Richie, anyway. All right, go ahead.
Well, I think the big issue is that, the plus size thing, which is what you were talking about.
Yes.
That's an issue in itself, what size we label that as.
Right. Because, I don't think 14 is plus size.
Because
I'm not even sure 16 is plus size.
Most women in America are size 10 or 12, and if you go to a store and you try and buy clothes in that size, they're all gone because that's what size most people are wearing. And I do think that there's an issue with the body positive movement sometimes, because if someone is 600 pounds, then you shouldn't be saying that, their body is beautiful, because there's something unhealthy about that. But I don't know. The modeling industry promotes really, really skinny people who are also not healthy. They suffer from bulimia and anorexia.
That's the funny thing is Cheryl Teagues, was she promoting a healthy body figure when she was modeling?
She's 68 now, still very attractive. And there are others from that era, certainly, that are very attractive because they work on it. This woman is a Ford model. She works out every day, apparently, and according to the Ford Modeling Agency, has a 29.5-inch waist. There are some who say, no way, this model has a 29-inch waist.
Well, you just look at a picture of her, and, she has a larger butt, but you can see how, she's got a curve, how you can see how thin her waist is.
Right.
I don't know. I think that I was looking at pictures of her when I was reading this article, and she looks really good. And I mean, she doesn't have stomach fat. She's got a very thin, a very flat stomach.
She works out.
Just because you're skinny doesn't mean that you're healthy.
All right. I was just taken to the woodshed by my friend who said, I can't ask Kara her waist fat if I want to be a gentleman.
That was a shock.
Excuse me. All right. Well, you'll have my apologies in the morning. Tomorrow morning or Monday morning or something. You didn't take that wrong. You weren't offended by that, were you? Seriously.
I didn't say I was offended. No, it's fine.
I don't know what you look like. I
know. I thought you told me that you saw me.
I saw a picture of you. I picture your face. That's all I saw. I don't know what the rest of you looks like. And isn't that awful? What a horrible
subjective... I don't want to go anywhere near this conversation.
Well, but seriously, think about it. Is the world... And the fact that we're having this conversation points to the fact of how judgmental we are as a society about how people look. And people judging people just by the way they look, whether it's their clothing or their size...
how is Kara's boss and coworker? I don't want to go anywhere near what she looks like describing. Not that Kara would sue, but you have to be so careful about this stuff nowadays because people get offended, and who knows who's listening out there. Oh, did you hear Rich talking about Kara's body? And you can't talk about anything anymore.
Okay, so I'll stop.
Right. You're still old school.
I'll get it. Well, I'm going to get it.
Kara, give us your measurements on the air.
No, I would never ask that.
I don't even know my measurements.
How tall are you, Kara, and how much do you weigh?
No, I wouldn't ask her that either.
But I don't even know my measurements because I'm not a model, and women's clothes come in the most arbitrary sizes. So you don't have to know your waist size or anything. You just go in and pick five different pairs of pants and hope one of them fits.
Yeah, Richie just underscored something. Most people know that I'm very genteel, and I am a gentleman. And to have this sort of conversation in an intriguing way, we've had many conversations with listeners over the year where we've read things from Facebook people about Jennifer. I love you. You're so beautiful. Well, I want to marry you. Whatever other stuff comes through. And, we have a laugh about that. But the other side of it is, and what you just said is a very interesting and almost compelling conversation to have in and of itself. How restrictive we are with our thoughts about things, but what we dare to do and don't dare to do and who gets sued for what. So let me bring this around to what's going on Sunday night. The Academy Awards and the fact that there are people who will tell you there was zero diversity in the movies. And so Will and Jada Pinkett Smith are not going to show up, and President Obama's weighed in at hashtag OscarsSoWhite. And so the Academy says, oh, we're going to change. Please don't protest. Meanwhile, Al Sharpton, the biggest BSer in the country, is going to have some kind of a boycott on Sunday down the street from the Oscars. Chris Rock will absolutely cut these people out. The best part of the Oscars will be him and how he deals with this. And that's why everybody's going to watch. Other than to see whether Leonardo DiCaprio wins for Revenant. But that's why people watch. Meanwhile, hello, knock, 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 look at television. Television doesn't have the problem. So why is it you say, all right, in the movies, well, maybe there is a problem, but that's your problem of how you get people to vote. They're making this big national thing out of this. Television is full of stories. Look at the Music Awards, the Latin Grammys, Richie. Black Entertainment Television and their award show. This is a head-scratcher for me because there is plenty of diversity. Look at the music world and the diversity that's there. As a matter of fact, I think you could make a case, if you really wanted to be a jerk, that there is racism on the other side, that the black entertainment world. I mean, look at that television show Empire and how it presents the black music industry, which is often more prominent and, frankly, better. If you really want me to throw a grenade into the conversation, I think, we just featured some music, one of the songs from Stevie Wonder. I think you can make a really good argument that much of the best of popular music since I was a kid in the 50s and 60s and on through today has come from black artists. Even before that, in the 40s.
What are you talking about? There is no argument. There would not be rock and roll. There would not be any of the music today.
Without Chuck Berry?
If it weren't for, even before that, the Funhouse and the Robert Johnson.
Yeah, Robert Johnson.
The Crop Songs from the Slaves.
There
wouldn't be rock and roll.
But the people who are coming along, Kara's age doesn't know about that stuff. So you'd think, as an observer, she's very observant and very involved with what's going on. But I'll bet a lot of her friends, they're buying into this big time. Yeah, those damn people in Hollywood, they're so prejudiced and racist. There's movie, and it's just, that's not true.
See, I know about it because I took tons of music classes in college, and I specifically took a black history music class. It was super interesting. But I think the issue is not that the, you know, people don't exist. Tons of people are making music, but I mean, the reason they have the BET Awards is because they're not seeing that represented at the Grammys. There's a reason why they have the Latin Music Awards, because Latino people aren't getting awards at the Grammys or, you know, at the MTV Music Awards. So, I mean, the musicians are there. The actors are there. Are they being recognized in the mainstream? Mm-hmm. Not really. That's why they have their own award shows.
That's an interesting
point. Everybody should have their own award show. We should have the White Music Awards.
Hold on a second.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying everyone should be included.
We should have a morning show radio award for the best national radio program, and I would win because I'm much better than Hugh Hewitt, much better than Imus, much better than that nonsense they have at the America's Morning News. And if you want to take a nap, listen to the Wall Street Journal. If you want to know what's going on,
Steve Harvey would beat you, though.
You think?
Yeah.
He would be deserving. We'd both be good competitors. But we both have, he and I have the best morning program. And I say that lovingly because I believe
because they're fun. None of the other ones are fun.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. So anyway, have we offended pretty much everybody? I think we've done a pretty good job with it, haven't we?
I want to know why there is no Asian Music Awards show, though.
Asian music.
If we have the BET and we have the Latin Music Awards.
Who represents Asian music? I don't even know anybody who's an artist.
There's plenty of it.
Who?
You don't know all the K-pop bands?
Oh, my God. The K-pop is huge.
I think I just lost out.
It's Korean pop.
K-pop?
Yeah.
What's an exam week? Can you find me one?
Yeah, we actually played one a while back.
We did?
Yeah. Somebody and you were like, what is this?
I said that. What is this?
Yeah, it's kind of like bubble gum.
Really?
Pop.
You mean like the Archies or something?
But more modern.
You have something? You're finding something. Let's take a part. We can come back in a moment. We'll figure this out. K-pop up next on Good
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts, and they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Maryland school students last year took a standardized assessment called PARC. The exam marked the first time the tests were aligned with what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with the former state tests. 2012 Teacher of the Year, Josh Parker.
Every teacher took part in the research study came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong critical and analytical thinking skills. PARC also pulled back the curtain on a long unspoken truth. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will make sure that all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $4.99 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
All right, so this is K-pop?
This is K-pop.
K-pop!
It's young, very cute, all dressed in pink,
yeah.
Korean girls with, like, pastel colors behind them, and they're wearing usually very silly outfits.
Really?
And it's very pop.
Huh. All right, well, I'm glad now I have that education. Thank you very much. 49 past the hour. On Good Day, I understand. Your daughter like it? Does she know what it is?
No, not really, but no. This is, I just pulled up a random video. It's got 3 million views.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Ariana Grande, television news, hosting Saturday Night Live on March 12th, if that's of interest and import. One of the things I find interesting, one of the good shows on cable has been Bones. It got renewed for this season and renewed for next season, but it was announced yesterday it will be its final season on Fox, a 12-episode farewell season. It's been on the air for 12 years. Ooh. I was amazed to see that. I think Emily Deschanel is very appealing. I think she gets the chemistry between her and David Boreanaz is excellent. It makes for a good program. Also, Courier and Ives, or whatever that show is that Angie Harmon is, what's that called? That's going away this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called? Some of the top Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah.
Okay. Teddy Sears from The Flash is going to be the male lead in the 24 revival, Richie. Keep us out of our news.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is the place and the time for a discussion of travel news. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's Travel Guides, Frommer's.com, the most trusted name in travel. She and her dad, well, she hasn't been around. She's a young lady, but her father started this in 1957. You like that, Pauline? Did I do a nice job? That was pretty tactful, wasn't I?
Hold on a minute.
Where is she? Right after here. All of that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear
you. He was in the Army during the Korean War, and he got drafted. And everybody was nervous about, he got sent to Korea rather than, sent to Europe rather than Korea. And he started traveling around. Everybody was nervous because it was after World War II. Everything was still in rubble. But he found that the less he spent, the more fun he had. He wrote a little book called Europe on $5 a Day.
I remember that.
It changed his life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and changed the way people traveled.
And changed your life. You'd be doing, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
I have no idea. I lucked into a great family business.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so what do you think of the idea of having a bench seat? You no doubt have seen the idea put forth by the Crap Can Airbus Company of building airplanes that put bench seats in them so that heavy people could sit in a bench and two across instead of three, which is the normal one aisle. Well, actually, the new 787 is 333, so a double aisle. But is this something that...
Well, that's one of the patents that Airbus, I believe it is, has applied for. Mm-hmm. They apply for, 10 patents for every one they end up building. I cannot believe that any passenger would sit on a bench with me, would you?
Well, it's a bus. I mean, like a school bus, or if you have seat belts in it, I don't know. I think, and I brought this up because my own experience last weekend, as you know, most of the time I fly on American, not because I love them. As a matter of fact, I think you remember me bemoaning how ridiculous it is to try to work with them. They are so asinine with their customer service. They're outrageously bad. But I flew on Southwest from L.A. to Denver and then Denver to Boston last week. And I sat on the last leg from Chicago to Boston. It was late in the night, Saturday night, 11 o'clock or 10:30 or something. And I sit in the seat. I get on early, so I get on the aisle. And this guy sits next to me who is so big he can't fit in the seat. And he falls asleep, and he lays on me to the point where I had to, even if I pushed him sort of back over a little more than less gentle, and he woke up and went back to sleep again. So I get up and I walked around the plane for most of the trip because I didn't want to sit next to him. And so we've all had those experiences. You must have in your many years of traveling.
Oh, absolutely. You've earned your wings in heaven. I mean, what are you going to do? There was a time when they were charging people who were oversized.
Yeah, but they put them in the same seat. Well, I mean, did Southwest ever put people in two seats like that? How do you do that with the armrest?
They were the people who created the big hubbub by charging people for two seats if they were too big. I mean, the problem is that the airlines have turned us against each other. It is they who have shrunk the seats as Americans have gotten bigger and bigger. And so they've created this really
greedy bastards
situation of war in the sky.
Look at the and now, on top of that, speaking of Southwest, they have attempted the fifth fare hike of the year, and apparently are getting away with it. $5 usually across the board on one-way trips. This is more of after the price of fuel is going down. Their profits, I don't mind. I want them to make money. But for God's sakes, I mean, at some point in time, make it easy for the customers to use your services instead of basically sticking it to them. And the increase in fares is one way of sticking it. The price of tickets apparently up about $22 to $24 on average. Is that right for the last year?
They're actually down. It's the lowest prices since before 9/11.
Really?
They're down 8% worldwide, only 4% in the United States.
In comparison to
more than the rest of the world.
Yeah, in comparison to 2011.
A couple of years ago.
But if you look at what's going on from year to year, I think that's the circumstance. I just looked at the stat, 6% drop from the average price in 10 years ago. So, but inflation is
should be lower.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, they ought to be, but we pay for them, so it has nothing to do with the cost of running the airline. It's whatever they can get. It's competition. Nothing to do with what it costs them. Is it what is the public willing to pay for a seat? Yep. All right, Pauline. Thank you, Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.